Currently, it is considered that seismic actions act independently in two or three main directions orthogonal to each other, applying them to the building, without this necessarily being valid. It is for such that seismic analysis of buildings should consider the bidirectional effects that seismic actions have, being possible, if an angle of real incidence of each seismic action was considered, to estimate the maximum effects of the structural elements. These effects will be analyzed by using the linear time of history analysis of 11 structures with different rigidities and eccentricities in both directions, using angles of incidence every 10 degrees and 20, proving seismic records between very rigid, intermediate, and soft soils obtained from the base of SysMid and IGP. Afterwards, a nonlinear time of history analysis will be carried out, which will be applied to one of 11 structures and use angles of incidence every 10 degrees and the seismic record. Likewise, two models will be made to scale so that they are tested on a platform of 6 degrees of freedom, entering the records of the accelerations in their three directions. The maximum responses of all the verifications will be compared with the maximum response of a spectral mode analysis obtaining linear rules for amplification factors. Finally, it will be obtained the relation between the spectral mode analysis and the time of history analysis that consider the effects of the bidirectionality and the angle of incidence in reinforced concrete structures.